You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
We talk about relationships on this show all the time, both married relationships, dating relationships, ex-relationships, past relationships, future relationships. We've addressed the where do I meet somebody topic multiple times. By the way, if you're just tuning in for the first time to our show, the answer to where do you meet somebody is anywhere and everywhere. There is no special aisle at Target where you find somebody who you know, spend the rest of your life with. But then this was interesting because Jeremy and I were looking over this one little story yesterday and having a few chuckles over it. And essentially what it comes down to is people's dating standards. And we tend to believe that as you get older, your standards decrease. They don't actually rise.
They the field gets a little smaller.
Yeah, right? your pool is slim pickings. Shrinking.
Like you might be 26, 28 years old and you've got a list of like 14 things that this person has to, you know, match.
He's got to be 6 feet tall and he's going to have blue eyes.
Right. And when you're divorced and out of a long relationship and you're 48 years old,
you're like, you'll do.
Yeah, suddenly the list is. And that's look, that's nothing.
Just life.
We don't mean it critically. It is. That's just, it's just the way life goes. And so it's not a good thing or a bad thing. So when we saw this story about going out and asking people essentially about their standards, who they would date anywhere for, and they broke it down to both men and women, but I'm just going to kind of average it out if that's all right. Essentially 50% of people would date someone who they knew had a DUI.
Well,
okay. Right? Maybe it's a one-time thing.
Right. You think, well, that's horrible and you could have killed somebody, blah, blah, blah. But I'm going to hope, I'm going to trust that you got that out of your system and you're never going to do that again.
Sure. Okay.
I get that. About 45% of people would date someone who posted photos of themselves getting hammered on social media.
Oh,
that's no
God.
Problem.
Gentleman Caller had a few of those when we first got together.
I was
mortified.
You still went out with him.
I told him to take the pictures down, though.
Did he? Already? Before you were even really dating?
If you saw these pictures, you would ask him to take them
down.
I'll
go out with you if you remove these photos.
He was in the Navy. We'll just leave it at that.
In the Navy. 50% of people would date someone who posted sexually suggestive photos on social media.
Heck yeah.
Oh, I know them.
Roughly 40% of people would date someone who had been convicted of public nudity. Now, let's explore that for
what's
a few minutes. Let's explore that for a moment.
I mean, not around a school, but, you know.
Right. A church. Sure.
Right. So, suppose Emily goes to Rockies opening day here in a few weeks, and afterwards, she's down there in Lodo, and the Rockies have just won their home opener, and it was a thrilling come-from-behind victory in the bottom of the ninth. Emily's had a few, you know, cocktails and stuff like that, and so she rips her shirt off, and she's just parading around for everybody.
The way you're talking, I want to even take my bra off.
Right. And you're suddenly convicted of public nudity. I can see that, yes.
It was the heat of the moment.
Doesn't that make me more desirable?
Kind of, yeah. Because you're fun.
For the woman, I understand. A guy would be like, sure, that's okay.
Now let's reverse the scenario.
Right.
Oh, so, God.
So the Rockies win.
So Jeremy's down in Lodo.
I've had a few drinks.
He strips his pants off and his...
Whip it out.
His underoos.
His tighty whities. And he starts running around.
Let's go streaking.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
What is
not
it
very
that
dateable.
Woman would find dateable about that.
Nothing.
I don't think that's a big deal. We were born naked, so.
All right. And then we're getting down to the nitty gritty here. 32% of men, 23% of women said they would date someone who's married.
Oh, hell no.
No, I wouldn't do that.
But wait.
There's the whole separation thing.
Exactly.
Still married, though.
I know. And that kind of tweaks things a little bit.
Like if the divorce was scheduled like for next month on a Saturday, finalized, done, I would do it. If the date is scheduled.
You know, plans change all the time.
But that's a pretty,
sinner.
Pretty.
You got that whole thing about, you know, are they really over everything yet? Do they need to, you know, this kind of stuff. I had one date with somebody who was married because I was told that they were divorced. And on the date, I found out that, no, they were separated.
Oh, whoops.
I was like, not my thing.
Mm-hmm.
You're a married chick. No.
Yeah, that's...
How about making out with a married man? Is that on the list?
Wouldn't do it.
I would have made out with her, but she's actually officially dating.
Right.
Yeah, something like that. But here's the one that really caught the attention. 17% of men 10% of women. That's a pretty significant number. Say they would date someone who is convicted of murder.
I think that's low.
What do you mean?
You think because it's higher?
I think about like the Making a Murderer, you know, that documentary, Stephen Avery. He had so many different girlfriends. He has one right now.
Yes, they're crazy.
They are crazy.
I think number's low.
There's a lot of crazy people out there.
I think that there's more than 10% of women that say that they would
date a murderer.
Because
just for the thrill, the suspense.
They're desirable. They have a story. They're interesting. Tough. They're, you know, they're tortured. Mysterious. And we can help them and fix them.
The quote, bad boy.
I think there's a lot of us crazies out there.
I couldn't do it. I'd be sleeping with one eye open all the time. Never make her mad.
God, that would be I should kill somebody. What a great relationship.
Yeah, the guy would be great to you 24/7.
I can nominate some people if you want.
He would slice his jugular.
All right, we'll talk.
They would date a murderer.
That is bizarre.
That is really weird.
So
I guess it depends on, was it in self-defense?
That wouldn't be murder.
That wouldn't be murder, huh?
But so they're out. So they murdered someone 40 years ago.
Right. What if it was second degree versus first degree?
What's the difference?
Well, first degree is premeditated. In other words,
they thought about
plotted it.
Okay. So maybe it was a married situation. The husband was being really, really mean to the wife. Yada yada yada. So she killed him.
But that would would be self defense. That wouldn't be murder.
What was that country song, Earl? Something.
Earl. Because goodbye, Earl. Die. The Dixie
Earl.
Chicks.
So if you would date a Dixie chick then,
if he was a jerk,
abusive to her.
Sure, she took the law into her own hands.
You guys would go to the shooting range on date one, fall in love.
Oh, for God's sakes! So what do you think about people's standards here today?
It's pretty low, man.
Man, look
That's
at
really
Tinder.
Low.
That's no one has standards.
But the drinking and the public nudity and social media—that's probably going to be a majority of people right now—is going to have that online. Some sort of nudity. Some sort of sexy pose.
You date someone who works at a restaurant, there's probably a DUI in the situation.
Probably.
I love restaurant people. I'm not discriminating. I'm just speaking from personal experience.
Imagine for just a moment the two of you became single again. Jeremy, Nicole got fed up with your nonsense and she's like, I'm out of here.
I would high five her.
I wouldn't even know where to start. And I don't even know what my standards would be.
And Emily Gentleman caller meets up with, he's tired of the redhead, so he goes and finds a blonde and he's gone. So you two are both single again. What do you think about your standards these days?
Good Lord.
I want...
Blonde. I would blonde. Be Jeremy needs a blonde.
Great butt.
Why do you need
a
blonde,
and a good
by the
cooker.
Way? Why does she have to be blonde?
I like the blondes.
He just likes the blondes.
Settle down.
She's got to look good. Yeah, she's got to have like a little yoga butt.
Little yoga butt, blonde, and a great cook. I need somebody that could finally start
you're
cooking.
Gonna, I think you're going to die alone. Oh you're going to die alone. With those. I think those standards are too high.
I'd be easier to find a murderer than a sweet, beautiful, young lady that could whip up a damn good chicken fried steak and gravy and homemade biscuits. And man, that's impossible,
Dom. What if she was 47?
I'm preaching to the choir. I went my entire life never being with any woman who cooked. And it's just been the strangest thing. I look back on my life, I go, I love to eat. How have I never dated a woman who cooked?
I know.
I don't know if there's some sort of, you know, sexist thing.
It's not a sexist thing. I don't think it's just being passed down from generation to generation anymore. You know, it's like grandma taught the daughter to cook and then daughter taught the next daughter to cook. I don't think it's happening anymore.
Yeah.
The recipes are dying.
Yeah, but it just occurred to me not that long ago.
Just
like,
want a meatloaf.
It's like, why don't I? I've never dated anybody who cooked. It's like, what's the story with
it? You give up the cooking, you get the bazoombas. You know, life is all about compromise.
There are trade-offs in this world,
but the body goes to hell. I mean, eventually, you're just gonna want a damn good home cooked meal.
I know you're gonna want a good chicken parmesan, as PFM would say, right?
Yes.
I got two words for you.
Yes.
Olive Garden.
No. Oh, yuck.
I couldn't date you. I have two syllables for you. Goodbye.
Yeah, we could not date each other, Em.
Well.
Hello, Ashlyn. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hey. Well, what can you tell me about all of this, Ashlyn?
I haven't actually dated a murderer, but my cousin is a double act murderer. He killed both of his parents while they were asleep.
Oh my God, Ashlyn. Yeah. Why are
they really pissed him off, didn't they?
Yeah.
Is this like a Menendez 15. Brothers thing?
All right. So is he dating somebody right now?
Yeah. So he got out of prison in 2007 and actually has a girlfriend that he lives with. And he works with this like big internet firm in Canada. And it's just, it's a crazy situation that he did 15 years in prison for killing his parents.
Well, hold on a second. If you kill both your parents, how are you out walking around?
I don't know. He went to court in 2007 and he was released. He did it.
Well, he was good behavior, Dom. It was good behavior.
He was 15 when he did it. Do you know if they tried him as an adult or?
I don't think so.
Well, it could be that, the age.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Canada, too. We don't know what goes on up there. Strong
hands, all right, so he's got a girlfriend.
Yeah.
He's got axe murdering in
his
past.
Do you want to say the name?
Yeah, his name's Stephen Arnold Ford. You can Google him. He's known as the Airdrie axe murderer.
Whoa, I got to Google him.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It would have been crazy if he came out and became a lumberjack.
Right?
But he's got dreamy eyes.
So it's your cousin, you said.
Yeah.
This might have to be fun at like family reunions, you know?
Right. I know. Does he have a good sense of humor?
Lock the shed.
Don't let him carve the turkey or anything. You know? Ashlyn, have a great day.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Thanks for being on the show.
I don't want to laugh about it.
I'm afraid I don't want to talk anymore.
I can Google him. What if he's cute?
Here's Michelle. Hello, Michelle.
Hi.
What can you add to this discussion?
I have dated a convicted felon, and I dated a guy who went to jail for putting a hit out on his girlfriend after me.
What? Say
That's
that
like
again.
Mafia
Say the,
stuff.
Forget the. What was the second one again? He did what now?
He ended up going to jail for putting a hit out on his girlfriend.
Oh, okay. After you.
Not me.
Why did he want to kill the girlfriend?
I don't know, because I wasn't really in touch with him anymore. I just remember reading about it in the news.
Did he have, like, crazy eyes or anything while you were dating him? Did you have a feeling? No?
He's a big dude, and he was kind of into wearing black and listening to Danzig and stuff. But
Wow. Okay.
Really?
But he was hiring somebody to do this.
Yeah, and actually his mom was involved, too. So his mom and he went to jail for...
Everyone hated this poor girl.
She probably couldn't cook. She was a horrible cook.
His mother?
Yeah.
His mom's the hitman.
The one you can trust, I guess.
God, I'm glad you got out alive.
Mom, she doesn't understand me. All right, Michelle. Well, listen, thanks for... Did you find a good guy to hook up with?
Yes. Finally, I did.
All right, listen, have a great day, okay?
All right, thank you.
These are weird stories.
Well, we're all human.
These are weird. Here's Junior. Hello, Junior.
Hey, good morning. How's it going?
Well,
good.
You know, the sun's shining. I've never been to prison.
There's not an axe. There's not one axe in the studio.
Junior, have you been to prison?
You know what? I have, actually. I'm on parole right now.
Why were you in prison?
You know, I got jumped by some Arabians, and it's either a...
What?
Either snitch or... you know, have charges pressed on me, and I'm not a snitch, so here we go.
Okay.
All right.
So you beat the poopy out of this dude that jumped you?
Three of them. There were seven, and three of them got it real good.
Whoa, dang. You're a tough guy. You probably tatted all over your body, aren't you?
Well, you know, there's a few.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy.
So did you find a woman who can love you, Junior?
Well, here's the thing. I found her before I went to prison. We've been married 14 years.
Yeah.
Little blonde. You know, nice butt. She cooks her ass off.
She cooks. So she's blonde, cute butt, and she cooks.
You're married to Jeremy's dream girl.
You've got Jeremy's dream girl.
Junior.
Mm-hmm.
And stinky. So it works out.
Yeah. What's the best thing that she can cook?
Her chicken enchiladas or her lasagna is to
there you go.
Her.
Man. You hold on tight to her, good man.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Stay out of prison, Junior, okay? Because if you go away, she might find somebody else.
Well, that's good. They can send me money.
Oh, some enchiladas, man.
Junior, you're a good guy. I think you're a good guy. Have a good day, okay?
Get easy.
All
See
right,
you, man.
Buddy.
Bye, buddy. You know, I guess when it comes down to it, love is love. You can't really help who you love. So maybe you just fall in love with someone, and then you find out later they're a murderer.
Yeah.
Do you stop loving them?
I can't argue with that, because I have said before the same thing. You can't control who you fall in love with.
Right.
And prison will change a man. It will, you know, like you go in and you come out with a better attitude.
Look, if he whipped three guys who are coming after him, she knows that she's going to be
in good hands.
Protected.
Right. She'll be protected.
Strong.
He's strong like bull.
And he's not a snitch.
Oh, and those enchiladas sound so good. He'll never give out the recipe. He's not a snitch.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.